Hello, my friends, and welcome back. Thank you very much for being with me again today. At least some in the West realize that the West is about to miss the global train. And maybe they are attempting to avoid self-isolation or self-destruction, whichever interest wins in the West. As of now, it seems like there are two major factions, the ones who really want to push forward with, we're gonna tell everybody on this planet who we are, and we will fight until the last Ukrainian, Romanian, Pole, Lithuanian, everybody but us. Us not being a country, us being an interest. And the other side is people who are, wait, we have children, we have a nation, we are going towards our self-destruction. And those might be people like Trump and others, not in Europe. In Europe you find Orban, you find Alternative for Deutschland, you find Fico in Slovakia, but you have the imbeciles in Great Britain, Germany, or France who are keep going towards European self-destruction. Trump wants to meet Xi quickly, Xi Jinping quickly. Why? What really broke the camel's back was this attempt, the last attempt, I think, out of arrogance from the West to start the war against the world. That is, Russia first, China second, the globe is ours. And they stopped at the first attempt, Russia. They couldn't destroy Russia. Therefore, right now, some of them are in panic, saying, if we can't destroy these guys, what should we do? And there we have the two factions I was talking about. I will show you a few articles here. When Trump says, well, we lost India and Russia to evil China. And probably he's going to blame just the previous administration. I'm here to show you the bigger picture. These guys lost China, they lost India, they lost Russia when they started to show who they are after 1991. They started, the other side, the club started forming in 2009, in 2012, in 2013. That's a long time ago. It didn't start just now under whose administration? Biden administration. Let me show you. Let's start with the first one, damage control. Give me the guys. Who should I need to bribe in order to break the other club? This is some of the Westerners' attitude. We need to bribe these guys. We need to break them somehow. And the other club, the other faction that I said, no, we need to beat them. We can still beat them. We should keep pump money. We should fight in Ukraine. Maybe Russia will collapse. Those are the interests. The other faction is the people, I think. So let's start with the first article. Now that one, obviously. And here we are in business. This is from today, September 7th, 2025. Russia today, 7th of September, 2025. Trump gearing up for meeting with Xi, according to CNN. Why? The first attempt was, not the first attempt, the thing that broke the camel's back was the West's inability and inability to take a chance against Russia, not being able to destroy Russia. The second one, where it really showed these guys are in bad shape, was 9th of May 2025, when the Russians had that little parade in the Red Square, commemorating whatever you want, celebrating the 80th anniversary of the end of the Second World War in Europe, according to the Russians. And the third one was the latest Chinese parade and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. All these guys showed up, including Modi, Kim at the parade, Putin in both, and the Iranians. All the bad dudes showed up and said, we are united against you. We are a consequence of your behavior for the past 34 years, since 1991. It's your fault. No, it's not mine. Yes, it is. Let me show you. The potential talks could take place in October in South Korea, the network has reported. US President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping could meet in October in South Korea during Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. So they're not even meeting face-to-face because they're going to have a summit. No, CNN reported. So they're going to meet because they have the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. According to three unnamed Trump administration officials, the president and his top advisors, and I'm quoting, are quietly preparing to travel to the APAC. APAC, is that APAC? An I, right? Meeting and hold talks with the trade ministers of member states. The APEC summit is scheduled for late October to early November in Gyeonggi, South Korea. The officials added that there have been serious discussions about a bilateral meeting between Trump and Xi on the sidelines of the forum, but no firm plans are in place. Got it? Do you think this guy might meet this guy? Maybe not. Maybe he's going to run away like he did with Zelensky at G20, wasn't it? Was it what Xi Jinping avoided and Modi avoided? Why? Who are you? Who are you to talk, to waste my time? You're not nothing important but problem. So this is Trump. He wants to meet, not Xi Jinping. I guarantee you that. Why? Trump is eager beaver to destroy the unity. They lost or they missed the train. Let me show you. This is from Friday, the 5th of September 2025. Trump says US has lost Russia and India to darkest China. Okay, why did you lose it? Because they're bad. That's what they're going to tell you. I didn't read the article. They're probably going to say Biden lost it. And I'm going to smack this baboon in his beak because it's not Biden. Biden did not care. Following the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit, US President Donald Trump said that Russia and India have sided with China and wish them a prosperous future together. Yeah. Looks like we've lost India and Russia to deepest, darkest China. May they have a long and prosperous future together. Sarcastic, I guarantee you that. Trump attached a photo showing Chinese leader Xi Jinping, Russian ruler, he's not a president, Putin and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi together. Here they are. There you have it. Background. Paka tsaka maka maka. According to CNN, Trump during a conversation with the participants of Pak Pak Pak. So they say they're lost and we have these guys. AOL. This is from the finance. I will show Yahoo Finance. Has the US lost India? Experts aren't so sure. Yes, they did. Who are the experts? The experts are the paid experts to tell us that if we just push a little bit more with pressure, sanctions and tariffs, we get them back. Have you asked the Indians if they want to come back to such a loving relationship? That's one of the reasons why the guys banged together in order to fight this kind of, you do what I tell you, otherwise I will smack you. I don't want to deal with you. I don't want to be with you. I want to be with someone who treats me with respect and equal, at equal footing. These guys are not. Arrogance. And the wake-up call is still unraveling right now in Ukraine. They're not winning. And they realize, what should we do? If we continue, we might destroy ourselves. If you stop and try to negotiate, could be an exit. But to negotiate meaning equal footing. And I don't want to leave that yet. All right, let me show you. Let me show you here. This is the actual article that I picked today regarding it, Trump and so on. This was the title. You see over there? Trump says the US lost India to China. Experts see a different picture. Yes, you lost it. Who do you think wants to come to you like that? Who wants to be your friend? Oh, there's no friends here. It's only allies, but I am the foremost ally. And everybody else is like the third, fifth, five, and so on. And the boss above all, you know who that is, right? All right, let me show you when they lost. They didn't lose it now. If they just woke up now in 2025, in September 7th, woke up, oh, we lost them. They should have looked like this one. This is when the other guys realized that if we don't get together, these guys are going to hit us like they hit Yugoslavia, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, Iran. They're going to hit us as well. And now they tried to catch a big fish, Russia, and they failed. And they're all like in awe. What went wrong? We need more pressure, more of the same, because the outcome will somehow be changed. Let me show you. Right here. These guys were at work since when? 2001. In 2001, these guys were together. Remember? Right there. And then you have South Africa attended and was as the guests in 2010. So 2001, these guys were designated as BRICS. That's when the Russians realized, guys, we need to get together, have to work. Why? These imbeciles in the West are very busy with the pronouns, with how you identify yourself, how you can fire someone for using the wrong pronoun, people who snap their balls, people that show up, you know, like drag queens, showing at children's in kindergarten, putting a show. When they are busy with this kind of enlightening culture, then we work with the old culture, which is the Greco-Roman. They can be with whatever they want, with a progressive. They're progressing towards a cliff. Klopp. But hey, let them be. You're black, you're white, your balls are small, your nose is long, your hair is on. Baby, let them be like that, because only like that those guys can lead, can be in charge of this by creating problems among us. Oh, my neighbor is black. Oh my God. Oh, my neighbor is Chinese. Oh, nye, nye, nye. That's how they keep us. Divide and impera. Divide and conquer. That's what they do. They can't do it with democracy. They lost that lie. All right, it's too obvious. So these guys in 2001, they're already at it. This didn't happen between Biden administration. It didn't happen. It had 2001. Putin came in power in 2000. Actually, on the 31st of December 1999, when Yeltsin said, got to go, or this guy said, you got to go. Go over that. One of the two, doesn't really matter. Putin took the reign. Let's go, my boy. Let's go. And since then, Russia went like this, economically, militarily, and culturally. And these guys were busy with their progressive advancement. So that's one. Second one. Let me show you another one. Shanghai Cooperation Organizations. These guys were established again, 2001. Is that a coincidence? Is that a coincidence? They're all economic, you know, political, economic, international security. 2001, Shanghai. These guys again, 2001. And then you have these guys right here, if you heard about them. Belt and Road Initiative. Keep this in mind as well. Foundation, 2013. All right. So these guys were working at it already. What you saw in China a few days ago, before the parade in Beijing, all that was just, these guys were like, whoa, 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 shh, shh, shh. What the fuck is going on over there? What? Ha, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Baboons, you're done. We are done. So now you have two options. I was about to say, two options. You have two options. What are the options? To continue what you have been doing, try to somehow destroy Russia, or try to break it. You can't join. They're not at joining yet, the other side, because that would mean a lot of ego. And not only. That means you have to cooperate. They're not used to cooperate. They are used to impose. How do they impose? Let's say you have a country like, let's say, Barracuda. You know, pull out my heart song. Barracuda, Barracuda. You have a country, say Barracuda. And you go to say Barracuda. You have oil. you're unlucky. Lucky you, you got oil. But you know what? I got here Chevron ready to get in. The problem is your oil is not your oil. Your oil is Chevron's oil. You got it? Now, if you have a corrupt over there guy, I said, speaking Barracuda language, Barracuda, that means it's going to allow them to plunder Barracuda and the Barracudans. All right? So then that's everything falls in place as it's supposed to. Now, if the guy in Barracuda says, that means no, we're not going to let you. First, bribes. Bribes don't work. Threats. Blackmail. And then regime change. And if you don't listen to what we tell you, and we fail with the regime change, we're going to create a problem. I don't know, some group in Barracuda ask our intervention for humanitarian reasons because you have a genocide over there. We have to help you. So we get in, fuck you up, change regime, and Chevron comes, Pa-da-pa-pa. Get in, get your oil, and we're good. That's the way these guys functioned. All right, this is the way. You do what I tell you, otherwise, Barracuda's out. And Tsukuluku is in. So here these guys were like, oh my God, these guys have been doing this for a long time. But and we were strong, kind of, you know. But now look at these guys, because when United States got up, right, United States became a superpower only after this, really in between the wars. I know some people would be very upset. But, you know, in First World War, they were over there, they helped, that's fine, that's excellent. But actually, a real power, they emerged like the unipower together with Soviet Union. Great Britain was bankrupt. They fucked themselves. France was de Gaulle, and these guys were les enfants de la patrie, go home to London and stay over there and try to fight the Germans who occupied the three quarters of your country. You got the Vichy government, and that's it. I'm not going to go into that one. So the only real superpower were, superpowers were these two. Soviet Union, the evil empire, and we, the good people. But we, the good people, allowed half of Europe to be left into the evil empire's lap with all the killings and all that. So we're not that good, are we? I demand reparations right now. Anyway, so that's how it was. And then Soviet Union collapsed. It was an understanding, but these guys did not keep their side of the bargain. And they said, these guys are weak now. We promised not to advance with NATO. They're weak, we're gonna advance. Contrary to what we promised them, because we are the civilized ones. We are the capitalists, you remember? We are the freedom, democracy, but we lied to them. We fooled them. And the Russians were, until 1999, December 31st, when Yeltsin was, okay, I'm leaving, by intelligence services. That's how it works. And this guy says, we know what happened. We know how Russia was humiliated in the past 10 years. Thank you very much. Or 9 years, 1991 to 2000. Thank you very much. We know exactly what to do. We know you. You showed your face. And these guys went, pop, 1999, remember, in Yugoslavia. I did not care about anybody and anything. Oh, it's a genocide over there. Okay, they created Kosovo. And then what happened? Oh, Saddam Hussein. Oh, he's got weapons of mass destruction. That was a lie with all that. They destroyed that. Nobody could oppose them. Then Afghanistan, nobody could oppose them. Then no-flight zone in Libya, no, and they destroyed that one too. Then they went into Syria. No one could destroy. Why? Because of ISIS. Who created ISIS? Mujahideens, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. And the sponsors are... Anyway, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So here's my friends. When these guys were... Okay, these guys are busy right now, you know, counting how many balls they got and how many other things they got. We're going to be working. And they work hard. Now everybody's like, whoa, they're so far ahead of you, and they're like this. Why? You kicked too many people in the teeth for so long. You had your chance, really, from 1991 until now. The US and the West, the US, because it's in charge of these imbeciles in Europe, and Australians, New Zealanders, Japan, and South Korea. These are just bottom feeders. That's what they are. They said, you know what? You had a chance with Pax Americana. Pax Americana was, no, we're going to kick everybody like we kicked Barracuda in the teeth. That's it. And now they're like, we need to talk. No, they're not going to need to talk. I told you how they're going to talk. They're going to talk with the Russians like this. Hey, man, Ivan, let's be friends. Druzhba. Druzhba means friendship, right? Hey, Ivan, Druzhba, baby, come over here. Give me a hug. All right. And Ivan has a little schnapps, or not schnapps, don't use the German one. Let's say some vodka. And the American says some whiskey or whatever bourbon they have. And pak, pak, pak. But the American is going to drop the bourbon here. The Ivan, sincere as he here, is going to drink his vodka. This guy is going to pretend. And then it's going to be Ivan a little bit tipsy. And John is going to say, hey, Ivan, look at that beautiful moon over there. What we can do together. And Ivan is going to be like, yeah, I think we can. Where? Huh? And then John, when he sees Ivan taking his eyes off his fucking purse, going to take his knife, push him a little bit here, and that's what they're going to do. This is what they hope they're going to do. Befriend them, so in the lost space, they're going to again stab them in the back. I hope Ivan will do the same thing with the vodka, what this guy did with the bourbon, okay? And they're going to be like, yeah, okay, okay, like that, okay, okay. That's the way they should behave. They burned the Russians too many times. Thank you very much for being with me again today. The line is holding. India, China, Russia, the main ones. Stay strong, stay smart, look for the truth, and be just. Barracuda.